Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
There's some very talented people in this building that aren't on air at all. Some a little bit. But very, very talented. And they love to save sound bites and do funny things with sound bites. And,
is Brad
and
in there?
Most of the, like that. Most of the things that they save, we can't air, because even though it was aired at one point, because, you know, they go the innuendo route. But sometimes they make some packages and things like that and do some fun things like this, like prank call people that we know and sometimes people are cool with it going on the air. Sometimes they're not. But we played one with Doug Matthews. And Doug Matthews has a great prank call voice where basically the guy doing this has a computer screen in front of him with a series of buttons, and so based on whatever the person they called says, he hits one of the sound bites. And that's how the prank is done. So we played one with Doug Matthews pranking Austin Huff.
Can't hear you.
Stephen Miller on Twitter. I'm crying in all caps laughing with that prank call.
Hey, Austin.
So I've got more. We have more.
That's right. Just hold up your fingers. How many was it?
So now Ron Wallace is like the head commercial guy here in Cumulus Nashville.
You hear a lot of his voice. You hear a lot of his production work.
So when we need to cut a commercial, a lot of times we go into Ron's studio and we listen to some of his stories that he likes to tell about, you know, the good old days and hanging out with, you know, Lynyrd Skynyrd and things like that. And we cut a commercial. So Doug Matthews, this is Doug Matthews calling Ron Wallace, who is our commercial creator here at Cumulus Nashville.
It's Ron. Hello?
Is Brad in there?
No, he isn't.
Ready to go? You hear me okay?
Pardon me?
You hear me okay?
I can hear you okay. Is this Doug?
Right. You're not coming through. Just get. You can just hand signal me.
You're calling. Why are you calling me?
That's all right. Just hold up your fingers. How many was it? You hear me? I think that was, I had about 14 minutes. That sound about right? Can you tell?
Hey, Doug, you called the wrong office.
I got you.
Doesn't Doug have the best prank call voice?
He doesn't even know his own prowess as a pranker.
Oh, man. It's a good thing Doug doesn't listen to the station.
Yes.
Can't hear you.
At the Rachel 104.5. So the Midday Guys had one with Paul Kaharsky sound bites, and they called Kirby. So this is Paul Kaharsky pranking Kirby.
Hello.
This is Paul talking to you here.
Yeah.
You're getting a proctological exam.
And what?
Be quiet. You blow and blow and blow.
What?
Hey, are you sure you want to do this?
What are you talking about, Paul?
Stay out of the left lane. Show some sack and own it.
What?
Don't piss on my back and tell me it's raining.
What are you doing?
You do what you need to do with Steve. I'll do what I need to do with Steve.
What are you talking about?
That's a you problem, not a woof woof problem.
Okay, you're not making... I mean, I get that you're using one line.
Be quiet. People are idiots.
What the heck is going on?
Thank you.
So those are all things that Paul said on the air at various points. And I love how Kirby... Like, it didn't even enter Kirby's mind that that wasn't Paul until the very end. I get what you're doing here with the one-liners.
Oh.
Oh, man. 615-737-1045 at 3HL1045. Who do you want to put on blast? We'll get to that. Adam in Clarksville next up on 3HL. Adam, what's up, man?
Hey, I shouldn't have called in, man. I'm sitting here dying laughing. I got a gin for you, though. I want you to try this. And this, you need a couple of shots in you when you try this because it's not going to end well. It'll be funny every single time, though. I prefer doing it to someone that I want to destroy, not a friend, but get a hold of their cell phone at some point and swap their contacts from their wife and their mom and then text the mom saying, hey, this is going to be funny. Ask me what I'm wearing and then delete it and then just put the phone back because she's going to ask him, what are you wearing? And then it's going to be terrible.
That sounds awful. I mean, it is hard. Like, you used to do it back in the day, right?
Yes.
I mean, because what else are you going to do in rural Arkansas on a Friday night?
Oh, nothing.
And you don't drink.
Zero. Nothing. There's nothing else to do. We did.
But people would invite you over
to their house and have a gathering while I prank called one person after the other. My best friend's
people that you
family.
Knew or
no, I mean,
random people.
I knew everybody. That whole town didn't have 2,000 people in it. We didn't have a traffic light. We had a four-way stop, which is probably a roundabout now or should be. But anyway, my best friend, he would say, look, I'd ask mom, you know, if you could spend the night, you know, and we've been busy all week and stuff. And she said, if you'll come over and prank call people, absolutely, you can come over. And my aunt, his mother's sister would always come too, and she would laugh. We'd have to put her in another room because she laughed so hard. She gave me away a couple times.
she gave you away.
We'd do that for hours.
But I'm that crazy drunk.
But you can't do it now.
No, because people have caller ID now. So, you know, you're completely screwed.
Can't you, like, what was the thing that everybody used to do, like the star 67 or whatever?
Oh, block it.
Does that still work?
I don't know.
I think you can do it in your settings.
Okay.
I mean, some people, because of the nature of their business, they answer all calls. Like, I won't answer a call, typically speaking, unless you're in my phone.
Right.
So, unless a name pops up.
I'll give you $1,100 and you can have a woman swim for 20 minutes nude in your pool. Hey, are you sure you want to do this?
I mean, can't we call a hotel and run that line by a guy at the front desk?
I think that may have been done before.
$1,100, oddly enough, ironically enough, the same amount of money that Dawn paid for her Kentucky Derby hat that she wore one time.
Yes.
Oh, man. Mark on Twitter.
How she came up with that money?
I don't know. It's Friday the 13th. Mark on Twitter. The pranks with Doug's sound bites were great, but the one with Paul Kaharsky and Kirby was a classic. Hardest I've laughed all week. Thank you.
Be quiet.
Jason, please post these prank calls. Mark, you're killing me, Smalls. Waldo, I can't take it. GD, hilarious. Man. Cedrin, please tweet out the Paul Garski prank call. I'm dead over here.